పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథపురి ధామ కీ జయ, గంగమయ్య యమునమయ్య కీ జయ, భక్తిదేవి తులసి మహారాణి కీ జయ, సామవేద గౌర భక్త వృంద కీ జయ, పతిత పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కీ జయ, శ్రీ శ్రీ రుక్మిణి ద్వారకాధీష్ కీ జయ, శ్రీ శ్రీ రుక్మిణి ద్వారకనాథ్ కీ జయ, శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రా మహారాణి కీ జయ, శ్రీ శ్రీ గోనితాయ్ కీ జయ, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్డెంటల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కీ జయ, నితాయ్ గౌర ప్రేమానందే. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Text 33. Yadarhita matmanam bhutendriya gunashayaihi swarupena mayopetam pashyan swarajyam ruchati. యదారహితమాత్మానం భూతేంద్రియ గుణాశయైహి స్వరూపేణ మయోపేతం పశ్యన్ స్వరాజ్యం ఋచ్ఛతి. యదారహితమాత్మానం భూతేంద్రియ గుణాశయైహి స్వరూపేణామయోపేతం పశ్యన్ స్వరాజ్యం ఋచ్ఛతి. యదారహితమాత్మానం భూతేంద్రియ గుణాశయైహి స్వరూపేణామయోపేతం పశ్యన్ స్వరాజ్యం ఋచ్ఛతి. యదారహితమాత్మానం భూతేంద్రియ గుణాశయైః మానం భూతేంద్రియ గుణాశయైః స్వరూపేనామయోపేతం పశ్యన్ స్వరాజ్యం రుచ్యతి. మాతాజీ, యదా రహితమాత్మానం భూతేంద్రియ గుణాశనైః స్వరూపేణమయోపేతం పశ్యన్ స్వరాజ్యం రుచ్యతి. యదా, వెన్, రహితం, ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్, ఆత్మానం, సెల్ఫ్, భూత, మటీరియల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్, ఇంద్రియ, మటీరియల్ సెన్సెస్, గుణ ఆశయై, అండర్ ద ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్, స్వరూపేణ, ఇన్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, మయా, బై మీ, ఉపేతం, అప్రోచింగ్, పశ్యన్, బై సీయింగ్, స్వరాజ్యం, స్పిరిచువల్ కింగ్డమ్, రిచ్యతి, ఎంజాయ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై శీల ప్రభుపాద్కి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. వెన్ యు ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ద కన్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాస్ అండ్ సటిల్ బాడీస్ అండ్ వెన్ యువర్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ నేచర్ యూ విల్ రియలైజ్ యువర్ ప్యూర్ ఫామ్ ఇన్ మై అసోసియేషన్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ యూ విల్ బి సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. పర్పట్ ఇన్ ద భక్తి రసామృత సింధు ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ అ పర్సన్ హుజ్ ఓన్లీ డిజైర్ ఈస్ టు రెండర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ లివింగ్ సర్వీస్ టు ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ అ ఫ్రీ పర్సన్ ఇన్ ఎనీ కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. దట్ సర్వీస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఈజ్ ద స్వరూప ఆర్ రియల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇన్ చైతన్య చరితామృత్ ఆల్సో కన్ఫర్మ్స్ దిస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ బై డిక్లేరింగ్ దట్ ద రియల్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఈజ్ ఇటర్నల్ సర్వేటర్షిప్ టు ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. ద మాయావాద స్కూల్ షడర్స్ అట్ ద థాట్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఇన్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ, నాట్ నోయింగ్ దట్ ఇన్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ వరల్డ్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ లవ్. Transcendental loving service is never to be compared to the forced service of the material world. In the material world, even if one is under the conception that he is no one's servant, he is still the servant of his senses under the dictation of material modes. Factually, no one is master here in the material world. And therefore, the servants of the senses have a very bad experience of servitude. They shudder at the thought of service because they have no knowledge of the transcendental position. In transcendental living service, the servitor is as free as the Lord. The Lord is Swarat, or fully independent. And the servant is also fully independent or Swarat. In the spiritual atmosphere, because there is no forced service, there the transcendental living service is due to spontaneous love. A reflected glimpse of such service is experienced in the service of the mother unto the son, the friend's service unto the friend, or the wife's service unto the husband. These reflections of service by friends, parents, or wives are not forced, but are due only to love. here in this material world. However, the loving service is only a reflection. The real service, or service in Swarupa, is present in the transcendental world in association with the Lord. The very same service in transcendental love can be practiced in devotion here. This verse is also applicable to the Jnani school. The enlightened Jnani, when free from all material contaminations, namely the gross and subtle bodies together with the senses of material modes of nature, is placed in the Supreme and is thus liberated from material bondage. The Jnanis and the devotees are actually in agreement up to the point of liberation from material contamination. But whereas the Jnanis remain pacified on the platform of simple understanding, the devotees develop further spiritual advancement in loving service. The devotees develop a spiritual individuality in their spontaneous service attitude, which is enhanced on and on up to the point of Madhurya Rasa, or transcendental loving service reciprocated between the lover and the beloved. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितां स्तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings for all devotees so that I can speak something for glorifying Lord, for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we are at a point in Bhagavatam where Brahmaji offered his prayers and Lord is replying to his prayers. So in this verse, Lord is kind of giving milestones when one can reach to spiritual world. So two conditions, you know, Lord mentions as in this purport, that when you are free from conception of gross and subtle bodies, and second one, and when your senses are free from all influences of the modes of material nature, you will realize your pure form in my association. And at that time, you will be situated in pure consciousness. So, today we will discuss about little bit about this, you know, service attitude and different rasas. And then we will discuss this word, you know, Swarajyam. Very significant in this verse, and Prabhupada has given two purports for this. One is for devotees and one is for jnanis. Okay. So the purport, Prabhupada starts with, you know, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu mention that a person whose only desire is to render transcendental loving service to the Lord is a free person in any condition of material existence. Somebody remembers what is this verse? A person, Prabhupada is quoting from Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, a person whose only desire is to render transcendental loving service to the Lord is a free person in any condition of material existence. Yeah. Yahar yasya harer dasya karmana manasagira nikilasvapu avasthasu jivan muktasya uchyate. So, Prabhupada quotes that even in Bhagavad Gita, where he is in talking about, in 16th chapter, he quotes many times even in Chaitanya Charitamrut. So basically, the point is, in the conditioned state, everybody wants himself to be served. And that can be either in gross form or subtle form, right? So, you know, puja la pratishta, right? You know, name, fame, glory, same old story. Everybody, whoever, if we see in this world, that they want to be in this, you know, boss mentality. I want everybody to serve me. Why? Because that is the conditioned state wherein one thinks that I am the Lord. And then what happens is that, you know, there are others who experience this. So the whole point of service gets a very negative meaning. Like, because we know that any service in this world is not pleasure giving. Like, somebody goes for a job, he has to work very hard to get some money. Right? If he doesn't work, he's fired. One of the big company in, you know, the country, you know, Twitter currently. If you see that there is word in this, you know, Purport Prabhupada is mentioned that the Mayavada school shudders at the thought of service attitude in the living entity. So shudder means basically tremble. So if somebody is very fearful, he'll tremble, right? So the people in this company is, you know, acquired by the world's richest person. He just sends out an email. He said, oh, you need to work like, you know, 18 hours a day. Otherwise, you are fired. They have to leave their job. From nowhere, you know, everything was going smooth. And suddenly he purchases the company and then, you know, he starts firing people left and right. Right. So, in this world, the service doesn't always give the pleasure one is seeking for. First of all, it's very difficult for somebody to do service, you know, unconditionally. Prabhupada gives some example about, like, you know, mother and son, friend and friend, and wife and husband. But still, there is some reciprocation expected in those services, because those are not unconditional services. Right? There is still I is in center. Right? So, since this experience is not pleasurable, take any example, right? We have seen that people, they marry till age of 70 and they file for a divorce at 70. That means, you know, of course I'm giving extreme example. There are like cases wherein they cannot stay together even for, you know, a couple of days. You know? So why we see that there is this disappointment at every stage? Because here everybody is trying to be the Lord. Everybody wants them to be served. Wife thinks things should go the way I want. Husband thinks things should go I want. The kids think things should go the way I want, right? This is a nice example that in the pond, if it is crystal clear, if we put one pebble, there are many circles, right? And all are concentric. Their center is same, so none of the center, they clash with each other. they are going in perfect sympathy, right? Symphony, right? But if I put 2-3 pebbles, all the circles, they clash. So, same way in this world, why the service doesn't give expected result is because everybody wants to be their own center. So, unless one is freed from this, you know, conditioned mentality, which is again influenced by three modes, what happens? We are not able to go back to spiritual world. Why? Just imagine, you know. And then like, you know, okay, we just discussed like, you know, very gross examples. But even when we come to devotional service, we still have things that, you know, things should go the way I want, right? My department should be the first. My department should go to more people. You know. Everybody should listen to me, right? We have that subtle tendencies because of conditioning, right? So why, what happens if, you know, in conditioned stage, if we go to spiritual world, what will happen? We'll be very miserable. Because nobody will listen to us there. Everybody wants to serve Radha and Krishna. And then, there also we need to serve in parampara. Right? Suppose, you know, we land in spiritual world and we are been assigned service to make garlands. You know. Some gopi will come and say, you know, hey, you know, your service is to make garland. And here is a mountain of rose flowers. You finish this. I said, okay, okay. And there is a mountain of jasmine flower. You finish this. Okay, I'll do that. Then here is another flower. You finish this. Where is Radha Krishna? I thought I'll come here. I'll dance in Raslila, spiritual world. And I have to all do is make garland. Better let me go back. We get that thought. Why? If we are still in that conditioned state wherein we think that the service I am doing is for my pleasure. It may not be gross, but subtle. Oh, how nicely I do deity worship. You know, how nicely I cook. How nicely I make garland, how nicely I speak. Till that time, that is not purified, that tendency is not purified. What will happen is, we'll not get that, the sheer joy of doing service. And that's the whole reason, because of this contaminated state of mind, the people in general, they are afraid of, you know, being servant. Servant is a very wrong connotation, right, in this world. Nobody wants to be servant. But if we see all the pure devotees, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is praying? Naham vipro na cha narapati, na api vaishyo na shudro, naham varani na cha grahapati, na kayasto vraniva, kintu prodhya nikhila paramananda kripabde, gopir bhartur padakamaloyor, das, 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 anudas. He said, neither I am a brahmana or Vaishya or Shudra, neither I am a sannyasi or grahastha or vanaprastha. He said, I just have one desire to be servant of servant of servant of gopis, not even Krishna. So, when we have this proper service attitude, then what happens is, yeah, Prabhupada is like, you know, mentioning here, factually no one in the is mastered in here in material world, and therefore the servants of the senses have a very bad experience of servitude. They shudder, they tremble at the thought of service because they have no knowledge of transcendental position. In transcendental living service, the servitor is as free as the Lord. So, but when one gives up this eye and mind tendency and serve just for pleasure of Lord, not thinking anything, then they become as free as Lord. Example, Narad Muni. You can go anywhere and everywhere, sometimes in material world, sometimes in spiritual world. He's on his own will, you know. Why? Because he does completely what Lord wants and for the you know pleasure of Lord. So this is like, you know, the first point Srila Prabhupada is hammering is, in the material world, service, everybody is trying to be, you know, kind of master actually. They are trying to serve their senses in that way. But that doesn't give happiness. But when we understand to serve in spiritual way, without any personal motive, then what happens? Out of love, then the service gives eternal joy. And therefore we see that all devotees, they just keep praying that, you know, I want to be servant of your servant, right? So nobody has prayed even that, oh Lord, you know, I want to be your master. No. So either in one of these rasas, either somebody wants to serve in Shantaras or Dasyaras or Sakhyaras or Madhuryaras or Vatsalyaras or Madhuryaras, right? So when one is freed from this conception, he goes to a point of a Dasyaras. This is mentioned in commentary by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on this verse, that when you are free from the conception of gross and subtle bodies, and when the senses are free from all influences of material nature, you attend Dasyaras to start with. And all other rasas, it has the element of Dasyaras in it also. You know? Because the main thing is serving Krishna unconditionally. Right? So that is the first point. And second point in this verse Prabhupada is mentioning is about this Swarajya, you know. So the word-to-word meaning for this is Swarajyam Ruchati. Swarajyam means spiritual kingdom. So Prabhupada is saying for Jnanis, so they also accept that, yes, we need to be free from contaminations of these moods. But their goal is different. Their goal is what? Shanti, shanti, shanti. Why? Because they have been so much beaten by this. They know if I have desire, I have to act, and then there will be some reaction and I have to again suffer. So they are so much fed up with suffering that what they want, this is, you know, no more activity. Just I want to be in light, merge in Brahman. But is that possible? No. Why? Because by nature soul is active. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again, Prabhupada is quoting in this, like, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita also confirms this statement by declaring that the real spiritual form of a living entity is eternal servitorship of the Supreme Lord, Jivera Swarupavai Krishna Nityadas, right? So, since the soul cannot remain inactive, what happens? Patanti yadha anarya jushmangriyaha ye anne aravindaksha vimuktamanina Tvaishuddha bhava, Tvaishuddha bhava, Avishuddha buddhaya, Aruya kruchena parampadam tata, Patanti yadha. Prabhupada lecture, if we hear, he really stresses on this word. Patanti yadha. The Mayavadis, they fell down. Why? Because there is no positive activity in Brahman. So, this another, though this verse also, the, you know, the Jnanis, they take it the way that it is to merge in Supreme, but that devotees, they go further and they engage in active devotional service. And for a pure devotee then, actually, Prabhupada in one of the, I think, lecture, I was trying to find that reference, when he speaks about this Yaryasya Harirdasya verse, he mentions that for a devotee who is in complete this attitude, completely surrendered serving Lord, for him, it doesn't matter if he is in material world or in spiritual world. Because here also he is doing same thing, serving Lord. Spiritual world also he will do same thing, serving the Lord unconditionally. And then when we have this proper understanding, then what happens? We, it's like the knowledge is important, because when we have this proper understanding while performing devotional service, we can cross-check ourselves. Yes, I'm doing this service, am I doing it in a right consciousness? If I, if we have some, like, some service, and if, devotees wants us to do some other service. No, I cannot do that. Nobody else can do that, my service, That means there is a problem. So, of course, there is always a chance to clarify. But the thing is that what Prabhupada wanted us is serving in a mood of servant of servant of servant. That means even if we have some position, that is servant leader. I have this position to serve all these devotees. Let me do it in a nice way. And the day somebody asked me, oh, now enough, move to other service, we should be ready within a moment. And when we have that, we inculcate that particular service attitude, what happens that whatever service we are doing in this life with this body, that helps in purifying our consciousness. Else, we'll start committing Vaishnava Aparad while serving devotees. It's very much possible. So, devotional service is very easy. But to do it practically, if we are not careful, Prabhupada has mentioned, it's like Shurasya Dhara. It's like walking on a razor's edge. If we are not careful while serving, then there are Nama Aparad, Dhamma Aparad, Seva Aparad, Vaishnava Aparad. So we have to keep reminding ourselves again and again that we don't get into this. Otherwise, the same service that is meant to free us, if we still have our coverings of modes prominent and acting on that, then the same service, instead of freeing us, will lead to our fall down. So it is said that managing machines is very easy. Managing people's difficult. Managing devotees, most difficult. Because here we are dealing with somebody who is dear to Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sanatana Goswami had come to meet Lord Chaitanya, he had boils all over the body. And Lord Chaitanya, and there used to be pus. It's very smelly. He had he drank some contaminated water. That was a reaction. And whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come, he used to go and embrace Sanatana Goswami. And then that whole pus used to stick to Lord's body. He used to say, of course, no, don't do. But Lord still used to go and embrace. And Jagdanand Pandit, another devotee, he asked Sanatana Goswami that, better you go from here, Lord always comes and embraces you. You also don't want that. And he says, yeah, that's a good proposal. And then he says to Lord, Lord, I'm planning to move. He said, why? He said, devotees are telling. He said, who tell? He said, Jagadanand Pandit suggested that, who is that Jagga, what he thinks of himself. So, now both these are pure devotees. Sanatana Goswami, pure devotee. Jagadanand Pandit, pure devotee. But there also, he, ended up, giving some advice, which was not as per his, he was not supposed to do that, and he kind of, displeased Lord. So, when we are doing these services, especially in devotional service, and especially when we are staying along with devotees in community, it's very important that we make sure that these modes, whatever modes we may be in, they don't interfere with our dealings or service. Otherwise, it will affect our own spiritual progress. So to summarize, Prabhupada in this verse is mentioning that about service attitude, that one needs to have proper service attitude, and the devotees who have this service attitude, they serve Krishna in different rasas out of love. And we saw that in material world, the same service doesn't give pleasure, and that's why everybody, whenever the word servant comes, everybody is very afraid. But in spiritual world, the same service devotees are ready to do anything. Another example is of that gopis, right? Krishna had a headache. And then Krishna said, you know, said that, oh, get me some devotees' dust. And then Narad Muni went all over the place. And nobody was ready to give dust because, you know, if we put our feet on Krishna's head, you know, dust will go to hell. When he told gopis, what gopis did? They walked into Yamuna, came back with wet legs, because wet feet has a lot of, you know, it touches a lot of dust. And then they took their bangles, crap, made a big basket. He said, okay, take it to Krishna, you know, let him bathe with our dust, no issues. Narad Muni said, you will go to hell. He said, no problem. If that can relieve Krishna even for a moment, we are happy. So that is actually service attitude which, you know, we are aspiring, which Srila Prabhupada has given. It's very highest, it's not given to anybody, even in previous ages. Its maximum understanding was up till, you know, Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, that sort. But Golok Vrindavan and, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mayapur, the love of Godhead has been opened to most unqualified people of this age of Kali, you know, who could not pass test in, you know, previous yugas. So this is because our uncle is drunk, Nityanand Prabhu. So he has opened it. He said, just take it. What we have to do? Chant and do not offend anybody. Not only devotees. Devotees are much more severe. Anyone. And when we do that, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, guarantee, I'll take you back to spiritual world. So, and then we saw this Swarajyam. The Mayavadis, they also have the same understanding. They want to get freed from the modes and, but they want to merge in Brahman. And that is temporary because the nature of soul is to be active. So, some point or other, they'll come back. But the devotees, they know that loving service to Krishna is the only way we can achieve our original Swarupa. And Prabhupada has given this very much bona fide as well as easy method for us to do. All that we have to do is that be careful about committing offenses. So we'd like to end with one prayer by King Kulashekhar. The starting of that, it says actually vrittasya vritte iti mam smara tvad vritte vritte paricharaka vritte vritte vrittasya vritte iti mam smara lokanatha. Basically in this verse, I'm not remembering the first two stanzas. Just give me a moment. Yeah, actually the last two stanzas is like tvad vritte vritte paricharaka vritte vritte vrittasya vritte iti mam smara lokanatha. So he's praying to Lord Krishna that, oh Lord, you always remember me as servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of your servants. He says seven times word servant comes. And Prabhupada in lecture, when he quotes this verse, he tells in this verse the most important word is being a servant. So let's all pray that we, with all our sincerity, become, you know, living servitors of Srila Prabhupada, and that way perfect our lives. Would like to stop here. Any questions? Yes. One. What's that?
About the point of servant of the servant of the servant. The last servant is referred to the last acharya, right? It's not about us or our servants.
No, it's of course in that verse, particular verse which King Kulashekhar was telling, he mentioned seven times, and if we calculate that in parampara, he's in that hierarchy. But actually the mood is that, yeah, it's not last acharya, but his servant, whoever is, you know, there, we want to be their servants. It's not that, oh, I want to go into spiritual world and directly serve Rukmini Dwarkadesh. No. Nobody can take Radharani's position. Yeah. Nobody can take Ashtasakhi's position. Nobody can take principal 108 Gopi's position. Nobody can take the Manjari's position. All this, our acharyas, you know, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they're all like, you know, Manjari's, right, in spiritual world. Rupamanjari, Lamangmanjari, right? So then there will be another hierarchy of, you know, another servants. So we don't know how long we would be, but we would be happy whatever place we are in. So it's not for Acharya. Yeah, while praying that Acharya has prayed, but we are even below that. And to be very practical about this understanding, we have temple authorities here, temple president. You know, we go to him, we ask him, where should I serve? If they say, serve in Pujari department, Ravindranath Prabhu is there next. We go to him, we ask him, what I should serve? And then he'll tell. So we are his servant there. Not even, Swas Prabhu's servant. We are in kitchen, we are servant of Vannath Prabhu. Whatever it is. Because he is in parampara there, right? So like this, whoever is our service authority, that's for easy. So we follow their directions. And then for spiritual authority, we have our spiritual master. If our spiritual master says that, you do particular service, then you do that. His servant. But since spiritual master has kept us under the custody of temple devotees, so we follow him. That is as good as following, being servant of our spiritual master. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Wonderful class. A lot of good things to think about. My question was, when you're trying to decide what service you're being called to, and there are many things that are calling your heart, how do you pick which one? Like, is there a way to practically see, like an example would be like, somebody invites you to their house to take prasad, to be with friends and family, and then at that same time, maybe there's service, cleaning service that you could do maybe at the temple, but out of love, you're kind of torn, mm-hmm. And both are good, but how would you discern which
one to take? Yeah. Nice question. So actually, in initial stages of our devotional service, we tell, for example, we have Swas Prabhu here, right? We go and we tell him that, Prabhuji, I have these skills. I can sing, I can clean, I can, I can do some computer work, whatever. And then we ask, which department you would like me to serve? If he gives in one of those, that's good. If he says, oh no, currently we need somebody to water the plants, we take a hose and we start watering. That's perfect. Now the scenario which you have described, it's important even to do associate with devotees, the six living exchanges, dadati prati grinnati guhyam akyati pruchyati bhungte bhojate cheva shadvida shadvida priti lakshanam, right? So with devotees, so doing service is important having relationship with devotees also important. Rather, that's more important, because if we are not associated with devotees, we may not be able to continue service for long. Because we don't have anybody to share our heart. And when we are when we are in some troubles, we may just leave service. But the bonding with devotee will bring us back. So in those cases, what we do, we ask that devotee, we ask that temple, suppose there is somebody's birthday. And you have service in temple. We say that, Prabhuji, instead of today, can I swipe the service with somebody else for tomorrow? So you attend this today and you attend that tomorrow. Or if it is just casual dining, you tell, Prabhu, I have service in temple today. Instead of today, can I come to your home tomorrow? You make sense? So we don't have to give one for other. We have to make sure that how both. So this, since you mentioned about, eating prasad in devotee's house. So that's why. But if it's that, if it is something trivial, say I have to go and purchase grocery and then I have service, then we can be flexible for adjusting our schedule. So see, the point is, when we have this proper attitude, Krishna will give us intelligence to adjust the things. See, Krishna fit whole Brahma's ear in one night of rasa dance. Why? Because gopis wanted. So if we want to serve Krishna, Krishna will give us such an intelligence and he will make us do unimaginable things. If we have that. So we have to have that sincere desire and then Krishna will surely fulfill. I'll give one classic example. Once devotee, he had asked, he said, I want to read Prabhupada books. But in India, you have to go travel for the job. We have to here also many times you have to travel 2 hours back and forth, 1 hour going, 1 hour coming. So he said, I have a desperate desire to read Prabhupada books, but I cannot just sit and, sit and read. So then this particular sannyasi was answering. He asked, oh, what do you do? He said, where you go job? How you travel? So he said, I travel by train. And then, I come very late. So he said, do that with the same intensity. Just carry a book with you. And that devotee later, he said that he finished whole Bhagavatam in 1 year reading while traveling. So he had that sincere desire. And somehow he got because of that, Krishna arranged that he gets a proper guidance to get that fulfilled. So it is possible. So, okay, to summarize, in initial days of our Krishna consciousness, we offer our capabilities or these things to, and then whatever service they give, even if they give something completely odd, we do it. When you are practice for, many years, and if you have some inclination about some service, then you can express that, and devotees are very open. You tell that, Prabhuji, I like book distribution more than cooking. Is it okay if I go for book distribution? Then they'll say, okay. Say for next 2 months, there is nobody to cook. You cook. After 2 months, we are getting somebody. Then you move to book distribution. So yes, there is, if you have inclination to do particular service, we do it. We express that and we do it. But to start with, we do whatever is required. Nobody is there to open a temple and I say, no, I want to do some other service. No, first we do this, right? And then the second point was about dealing with devotees. Yes, that's also important. But then we adjust, either we adjust service or we adjust the dealing time. But we need to have that as well. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Prabhu. I think the last thing that you said actually tied it all around where, practically if someone's not here to open the temple, mm-hmm. you do have to do with what's required.
Required, yeah.
Something. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I think we are over time. Thank you so much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki cha, Srila Prabhupada ki cha, Nitaya Gaur Premanandi.